Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation CEO Jason Andringa joins us on today's program to provide an update about the latest going on at Vermeer. Well, Jason, a lot to talk about with Vermeer, and in fact, we're here on Manufacturing Day, so I just saw a presentation with numerous students that are all learning about manufacturing and the opportunities that they could have here at Vermeer. First of all, what is the importance of that day to the organization, and what does it mean for you to see so many young people, especially locally, that are getting engaged in what Vermeer has to offer?
We really look forward to this day, Manufacturing Day, and once again, we're hosting more than 700 sixth and ninth graders to talk about what manufacturing all entails and the opportunities in manufacturing. So it really is fun to see the light bulbs in kids' eyes when they recognize all the different skills and all the different opportunities that manufacturing provides.
Well, and you know, a part of that is just what Vermeer is doing right now. There's all sorts of news that you're making. Most recently, a big acquisition down in the southeast portion of the country. What is the company that you're ultimately purchasing and bringing under the Vermeer umbrella?
About 5 years ago, we took a 25% equity position in a South Carolina company by the name of McLaughlin. And on Monday, we announced that we had purchased the remaining equity. So we are now 100% equity owner of a company, McLaughlin. The products that they make are extremely complementary to the products that we make here in Pella. They make vacuum excavation machines, which are used for installing underground infrastructure and really correlate well with our horizontal directional drilling equipment. So it really is a terrific acquisition for us. And a Pella native by the name of Dave Van Wyk, who's had a wonderful 20-year career here in Pella at Vermeer, is the new general manager there. So not only do we now own 100% of that company, but we're infusing some of our Vermeer talent there even more so than we've done in the past.
What does that say about the health of the company from a CEO's perspective? Because, you know, oftentimes you hear about manufacturing, you hear about jobs going overseas. What does it say about Vermeer that you're continuing to try to make acquisitions and try to continue to expand your footprint here in the country?
Vermeer is definitely in a healthy financial position. Each of the last 2 years, you know, we weathered a little bit of decline in sales and weathered those really well. And this year, with a little bit of rejuvenation in our sales, we're in a very strong position. So things are looking bright at Vermeer. We're in a terrific position, and the opportunity to make an acquisition like McLaughlin is just one side of the terrific position that we're in.
Well, and new technology is constantly being developed here, and the news that came out recently about a self-propelling baler, the first of its kind. What is that technology about? How do you get to that point of releasing that technology here at Vermeer, and what does it mean for the brand to have that come out?
Last week at Husker Harvest Days in Nebraska, we launched our new ZR5, and it is the world's first self-propelled zero-turn baler. So anybody who has mowed their lawn with a zero-turn mower knows exactly what this is like. It's just on a bigger scale. And so it's really a product that we are excited about, and yet another example of the health of the company being able to invest in developing a product like this, because we've been working on this product for the past couple years under wraps. And now that it's public knowledge that we have this product, you know, we can continue to develop it and test it in a completely open way, and just we really look forward to getting this technology into our customers' hands.
Well, and Vermeer has made a big expansion over the past few years, getting into infrastructure and getting into that kind of stuff. Well, unfortunately, some areas really got hit hard with their infrastructure in Texas and in Florida with the most recent hurricanes. I know that Vermeer has, in years past, sent help. What is the help that Vermeer is providing, whether it's through technology, donations, whatever it may be, to those that are impacted, including, I'm sure, some dealerships and things like that that have the Vermeer name?
First of all, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people, all the families that have been impacted by Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, who have been affected by Hurricane Maria and may yet be affected by Hurricane Maria. So at Vermeer. And also, in addition to the equipment that we make, our charitable foundation has already and intends to be a big part of the efforts to help those people and those families. But also, we make quite a range of products that is going to be part of the solution for those communities to process all of the organic waste that has been created as part of a storm like that. So our team, our sales team, our production team has done an incredible job of trying to mobilize as much equipment as we possibly can and really also gear our production toward continuing to build the type of equipment, brush chippers, skid steers, stump cutters, grinders. So we have already sent numerous truckloads of equipment to the affected areas in both Houston and in Florida. And we have, you know, weeks and months of production plans geared toward supplying those equipment needs to those communities. Thankfully, as is the case everywhere in the United States, we have very strong dealers in both Houston and in Florida. And it turns out that our dealer that handles Vermeer equipment in Florida also covers the Caribbean. So we have really strong dealer organizations that will be able to get those pieces of equipment into contractors' hands that do this type of disaster recovery work.
Once again, that was Vermeer CEO Jason Andringa. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.